You presented data from the study, I think it was 2 years ago, correct?
Yes.
And what I saw kind of looked the same. I guess, is it basically the same results just with more follow-up?
Well, that is true. Our presentation 2 years ago was also criticized because it was considered to be very early, and that was what we initially powered the trial for. And then the IDMC and the steering committee decided that the trial would have to be enlarged, and in order to really prove that what we saw is actually scientifically sound, and now the results are beyond any doubt in terms of numbers.
What's your take on these data?
Clearly, I mean, bisphosphonates have been used since many years for natural osteoporosis, and personally, I do not think that we can just easily exchange situations from our trial and treatments, because clearly there is the much more frequent issue of bone loss in the postmenopause and also bone loss after cytostatic chemotherapy. My best guess would be that our results could be translated to those situations, but clearly we don't have data on that. And the other issue is about other bisphosphonates. What about oral bisphosphonates? And again, all I can say is that my patients find it particularly convenient to have a twice a year infusion. And it might be that even once a year is good enough. We haven't studied that. But from the osteoporosis literature, we know that an IV bisphosphonate once a year is good enough to balance the effects of osteoporosis. This is just much more convenient than taking a pill with side effects every day.